Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And I'm Mark Vila, and today we're here to talk about tripping over pennies when costs really don't matter.
Right, and this was kind of inspired by our Custom Apparel Startups Facebook groups, and we get phone calls about this all the time, about people that are focusing on costs for embroidery supplies, rhinestones, more than they are on growing their business.
Yeah, and what we have to think about is, when does it matter? When do costs matter? When does growing your business matter? And really what it comes down to is, I think people just want to make more money.
Right.
They want to make more money. Their business is struggling, for lack of a better word. It's brand new, maybe, or you seem to be hitting a plateau where you can't seem to make any more money, can't seem to get any more customers, and trying to look for another way to get some more change in their pocket.
Right, and usually what happens is you're having a little bit of trouble getting started, so you're looking for two things. First thing that you're looking for is something that you can control. So you go on the Facebook group or you go online and you start searching for, I'll just use the worst example I can think of, and that's cheaper embroidery thread.
Okay.
And we're going to get into some numbers later, but you're looking for those things, and part of the reason that you might be focusing on that side of making more money in your business, lowering your costs, is because you're actually avoiding the more profitable side of growing your business, and that's getting more sales.
Yeah, and I think it's an easy number to focus on at times, because that's the time where you take out your credit card.
Yeah, you're writing a check or whatever it is.
And so you see this number, like, I can't believe I just spent, you know, $280 on thread.
Right.
But we have to talk about how many stitches that is and how many shirts you've made with that thread for that number to really matter. So maybe we could go into some numbers.
Yeah, let's make people feel ridiculous.
Okay.
I really think that's what we need to do. And thread pricing is the way to do that. And we're going to use, just as an example, because this applies not just to Coleman and Company, but it applies to any supplier. If you're buying vinyl or if you're buying screen print ink, you know, we're going to use regular Coleman and Company pricing for thread to try to figure out what a futile exercise it is to look for cheaper prices.
Okay. So let's do that. So we said a cone of thread, a larger cone, which is 5,000 meters.
Right.
Which millions of stitches.
Yes, and 5,000, that's miles. It's like 3 miles of thread.
So we've got miles of thread, we've got millions of stitches, on the cost of around $6.
Right. $6, I think we used for the numbers that we picked, $6.78.
Yeah, and that's not the cheapest one, that's a colored thread. So it's real. We're trying to be as realistic as possible. So when we did the math on that, each stitch was, how many zeros were in that number? Let's see. How much of that? It's 0.00001 7. That's
a fraction of a penny.
That's a fraction of a penny.
That's not even Lincoln's beard on the penny. It really isn't. So that's 5 zeros and the number 1 and a 7.
And the 1 7. That's how much per stitch.
Right.
So if we say a logo is going to be 10,000 stitches,
which is a big honking logo.
Yeah, I mean that's
I got to
nice
tell
size.
You, that's a big.
That's
logo.
A nice size logo. And so that's when we take 10,000 times that. That's 1.7 cents per logo.
Right.
And even rounding that up to
two cents.
2 cents for each logo in stitches. So if you do 100 shirts, you know, how much money are you going to save, in that? It's almost nothing.
And the answer is it doesn't matter because
yeah.
It's not actual money. I mean, if you take a look at, even if you saved, so let's say you're a Coleman and Company customer,
okay,
or anybody's customers, and you're spending an entire $6.78 for thread.
Okay, all right.
For a big cone, and you find a place where you can save 20%
Okay, 20%
on that number. What is that savings?
So your new cost, or sorry, the savings, let's see, 1.7 cents, right?
Yep.
Times 0.20 is, so 0.34 cents.
All right, so it's a third of a penny.
A third of a penny.
You're going to save a third of a penny per logo.
Per logo. So then times, 0.33 times 100 logos is, you've saved about a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a little over a quarter, probably about 33 cents or, wow, something like that. So let's round that up to a dollar.
Yeah.
Let's round it up to a dollar. You're going to make a mistake while you're embroidering that's going to cost you more than a dollar.
Right.
You are going to spill oil that's going to cost you more than a dollar. You're going to drop your bobbin case. You're going to mess up a shirt. All of those things are going to cost you way more than that dollar. And how much time did it cost you to make this attempt to save some money on thread?
And that really is something that we're going to come back to several times in our podcast, because it's a pet peeve. One of the reasons that people do this kind of thing, like we said, is for control. Mm-hmm. And it's the check that they're writing, or it's on their credit card statement, and they see that total dollar. And the other reason is maybe because they just don't understand what they could be doing with that time.
Yeah.
That they're trying to save 0.0017 cents or whatever that number is.
And we also, we did the same thing with rhinestones, yes, as well.
Which is a more significant savings.
It is. It's a little more of a real number, but still the math is just not in the favor of taking the time. So we said that each rhinestone was 0.0048 cents for a color rhinestone.
Right, and that is using a standard 50 gross bag. It's a regular purchase. It's not one of the big bags. At $35 a bag, which is on Coleman and Company's website.
Yeah, and if you go bulk, and say if you're growing your business a little bit more,
yeah,
and you're buying the bigger bags, it comes down to about 0.033 cents,
right,
per stone. So we did the math across that times 400 stones that might be in your design, $1.34 per design.
Yes.
Is what we're saying was the cost of your rhinestones. And again, we did the math on that. If you save 10% on your stones, that's 13 cents.
Right.
It's like 30 cents if you're saving.
Yeah, we figured out 32 cents if you're saving 20% on your stones.
Yeah.
So let's break that down more, because that sounds like an actual number.
Yeah.
So that sounds like, 30 cents, okay, I can visualize that. But if you are in the rhinestone business and you're selling shirts, let's say you pick a very nice blank shirt that you're putting a rhinestone design on, that shirt's probably going to cost you around $4.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can sell a shirt for 20, which you should be able to, and your shirt cost is $4, and for a 400 rhinestone design, your costs are $1.94 for that supplies, then you're actually going to make $13 per shirt, a little over $13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that we're talking about this stuff, and you might be driving right now. Do not try to make notes while you drive, because they're pretty obvious numbers in the end. So we want you to get the idea, not necessarily the details. But if you're selling a shirt for $20 and your cost with the shirt and the rhinestones is $5.94, you're going to make $13.06. If you save 20% on those rhinestones, which is a big deal, that's 39 cents per shirt.
Yes.
So you're making an extra 39 cents per shirt.
Yeah, and like you said, that's, that is a number.
Right.
Over the course of a very long period of time, but there's a lot that it takes to get to that number.
Right.
And then you have to figure the cost of your time and the cost of the long-term benefit of it. So one of the things we mentioned is, and by the way, before we go any further into this,
yeah,
we did the same thing on ink.
Yeah, and the numbers were almost exactly the same as Ryan's.
Yeah, it was almost exactly the same. So, but what are our risks involved?
And since you mentioned ink, I know that's why you thought of risk, because that's really where your exposure is. If you are a direct-to-garment printer, and it doesn't matter what brand of direct-to-garment printer you're using, then ink can be a part of the cost. It's basically about the same per design as the rhinestones. And you can go to dtgprintermachine.com, and there's an ROI there that breaks down the cost.
Mm-hmm.
But the risk, if you put the wrong ink in, or if you put bad ink in, or you get a bad batch, is what, Mark? I mean, what is that going to cost you?
We're talking printhead, possible damage printhead.
Which is more than $1,000.
Yeah, easily could be it cost. And depending on the brand, you know, it's all going to vary. But you're talking a minimum, you know, even probably the cheapest printhead out there for a printer like this, $500-$600 for the cheapest one. They go up to a couple thousand, depending on the type of printer you might have and the brand you might have. So you risk damaging a part that's going to, you're going to have to sell hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts to make up for the risk that
you of trying a different, of trying the different ink.
Of trying a different ink. And then also just the reliability of the supplier. So you've got to deal with that and with the risk of the print head damage or any other machine damage. The machine is down. You're not selling shirts now.
Yeah, and I'll give you the sleeper risk that most people don't think about. Let's say that you know for sure that it's a great quality ink and that it works in your printer and you buy it from another supplier. Have you tested it on the shirts that you buy? Have you tested it with the pre-treat that you're using? Because what could happen is you could print 50 shirts for a regular customer. The colors are going to be a little bit different because you change the ink. But what's the washability going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to be used to being able to wash their shirts 50 times before they see degradation? But you're using a cheaper ink now, and now it's 20 times.
Yeah, or they notice a difference in the color.
Right.
They go to do the company photo, and 20 people have the new shirt, and 30 people have the old shirt, and now there's something going on in that picture. It's not the same.
Right.
So there's a lot of risk involved in regards to equipment downtime, the risk of dealing with a new supplier that quite possibly could change what's the word I'm looking for? Just being able to know you can call them up and get the right and the same thing every time on time.
Yeah, and that's the thing with rhinestones as well. I mean, even large rhinestone suppliers, you know, have to pay attention to quality control.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be you find a new supplier, or maybe you're even, there are people that are customers, you know, they're just regular retail users that will pool their resources and buy things directly from China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or directly from Korea or places like that. Well, I mean, that's great that you may save money on that first shipment, but how many of those stones are going to have bad glue?
Yeah.
You know, is it going to last? Is it going to stay on the shirt for your customer the first time that they wash? And if you have a problem with that, who are you going to call? And the answer is nobody.
Yeah, and the next time you go to order, are those same people going to want to get involved?
Right.
In that terms, how reliable are they going to be? So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of headaches that you can run into. And I've seen so many stones from so many different suppliers. And there's a lot of difference.
Yes.
And I've seen ink. There's a lot of difference.
Absolutely.
And thread. And all of these things are also subject to how they store them. You know,
yeah,
how they
absolutely.
Take. So there's so many risks involved in adjusting to a different supplier. And then we have to just come down to him. When is it worth your time to do it?
And you're going to have to make that decision. I mean, if you can find something, you know, something magical for 80% off, and you know it's, you know, I mean, if someone offers you a free BMW, you might be interested in taking it.
Yeah.
You know.
But if you save 80% on your thread.
Right.
I mean, congratulations, you've made an extra like $4.
Yeah, congratulations, yeah.
And it's just not worth the time is really it. Is really, I think, what it comes down to, and it's not always worth the risk.
Right. So so there's risk in the material itself. There's risk in changing suppliers and dealing with somebody new. And the profit potential that we just talked about, it's not worth it in most cases.
Yeah, in most cases it's not, because one example I use just to touch briefly is that, you know, you're not Walmart. You're not selling 100,000 or a million of this one item, where if you save a penny, it's a ton of money.
Right.
You know, most people getting started in the custom apparel business, their orders are 20, 50, 100. You know, and you're talking about small niche customers. So when you get a customer that is saying, you know, they're on a school board and you're getting shirt orders that are 50 or 100 or 25 shirts, and that's what you're doing, like, it took a while to get that customer. But
yeah,
you know you're going to get repeat business from them. And the supplies that you're using, if you mess up, by picking a bad supplier, now you've lost this small customer.
Right.
You know, which you need a lot of those little customers to build up and get repeat business. And that's part of it. So what else would you do with your time if
right.
you're not...
I want to reassure everybody, because I was sitting here thinking, I'm listening to you talk and hearing myself talk, and it almost sounds like we're being the don't try to get a good deal show.
And
it's not. You know, we're not trying to say that. We're emphasizing the risks and the minimal profit that you're going to get, because we think that it's almost a waste of time. That it's almost always better to do other things than spend time trying to save money on thread.
Well, and a perfect example that I think of is, every once in a while we get somebody who calls us up and they say, hey, I want to get, you know, a sample of your thread, which is awesome.
Fine.
You know, we're happy
yeah.
to give it to you. And I say, okay, what's going on? Oh, well, I see that your thread's a little bit cheaper. And again, like, great. I'm glad. I'm like, we want to have you as our customer. And we know you're going to like the thread, so of course I'm going to send you that. But what I'm thinking is, well, how many other places did they call? Maybe they called three other suppliers. Now
yeah.
they're going to get three spools of, say, black thread, and they're going to run that through their machine, and they're going to do some designs, and they're going to figure out which one. How much time did they spend on that? And then let's say we get them, and they love working with us. Well, of course, again, we're happy, but what really did they gain
yeah.
out of spending all of that time, you know, to find? And that was kind of the inspiration, is when we get those kind of phone calls, is I want to know, what are you looking to do? If they're telling me that they've got, if they feel like they're being ripped off
right.
on something, or they
or
feel
that
like,
their supplier isn't shipping on time,
or it's unreliable,
or, yeah.
Yeah, or they're paying, they feel that they're paying for thread that should be good, and they're happy with the price, but what I mean by ripped off is they're getting the thread and it frays all the time, and,
right.
and the
poor
colors.
Quality.
Yeah. So that's a great reason to change, is because of poor quality or unreliability.
Yes.
But some people will literally dance around to save the penny, and you could just be spending so much more of your time and effort on doing things that are sustainable.
Right. So let's think of some things that you could be doing rather than spending your evenings scouring the internet trying to save 20 cents on thread or bobbins or even rhinestones.
Okay.
I've got the first one, is pick up the phone and call a customer, for God's sakes.
Okay.
you know, we part of what inspired this was on the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group. I republished a pretty popular article, because I think it's very useful, on five ways to increase sales right now.
Okay.
And there's just a little post-it note up there, and it says, you know, okay, these are somebody's to-do list, and why, and what that looks like on their daily checklist. And it's check Facebook, see if there are any emails, play Candy Crush, do an order. You know, all of these things are time wasters that someone will just fall into. And the one person on there commented that, hey, you know what, I took a look at this, I read the article, and I was out of my comfort zone, but I called two customers and I made one appointment. How much more profitable is that going to be
yeah.
in the long term versus I called two suppliers and I may have saved a dime?
Well, and it's like sometimes I think it's a reason why. Another reason why is a feeling of empowerment. So
yeah.
when you call a customer, right, it's hard for most people to feel that you're the empowered one on the phone. You feel like you're almost... whether it's you feel like you're groveling or bothering
you're
them.
Intruding.
Or
yeah,
intruding.
That's a big one.
So you feel that, like, your intrusion might feel belittling in your head. You
yeah.
feel like you're going cowered down a little bit, maybe, in your own head. Not everybody. Some
right.
people are
not
are,
me.
Are hard just
not me.
Up. But you know, again, it's not everyone is a salesperson.
True.
However, you call your supplier and you get to puff up a little bit and say, what are you going to do to give me a better deal?
Right.
And it is empowering. And then if you get, well, all right, I saved a penny. Awesome. And then it's a victory. But
right.
I'm saying that if you make the phone call and you call the customer and they say, yes, I need 100 more of those hats, that victory is going to feel so much better.
Absolutely. And I'd encourage you to go back to some of our other, you know, hey, so here's another thing that you could be doing instead of searching on the internet to save that 10 cents on Thread, is you could be learning new things.
Yeah.
And one of the ways you could learn new things is you could be listening to our other podcast episodes. Because this is number 13. At least five of them are really good.
Okay, yeah.
At least five of them.
I would have said four, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we're seeing how this one comes out.
Yeah. And so learn some new things. So, as you said, you could pick up the phone, and maybe that's easier for some folks than others.
Yes.
If you know the person and you call them up and you just say, hey, just checking in, we did some orders before, I'm trying to, and you can make an excuse that makes sense. Hey, you know what? I'm trying to plan out what I'm going to be doing next month.
Yes.
Because I'm going to have a busy month. So do you have any orders that you might have coming up that I can help you with?
Call existing customers.
Yeah, and just call them up. They are not going to be mad at all. They're going to say, oh, it was so awesome when you did it last time. No, I think we're good. Or, yeah, we do have that fall event coming up. I didn't even think about the hats yet. Thank God you called.
Yes.
So you could do that. But there's so many other things you can master that don't involve that.
Throw a cap in the back of a car and drive around for a while and show, hey, look what I do. I do these embroidered caps.
Yeah.
Anybody interested?
That's another thing you can master. And I think that for those that really don't like either of those things, there's still other things you could get into. So about local Facebook advertising. Do you even know how Facebook advertising works?
Right.
Do you know that you can advertise on Facebook? Do you know that your business can afford it? 100% your business can afford
it. It's not expensive to do that.
Yeah, so, but you don't know any of those things. How are you going to learn how to do that? Now, let's say we've got you versus me, and you are a master of negotiating with suppliers, and I've mastered how to advertise on Facebook. Which one of us is going to have the best long-term growth?
Yeah, the Facebook guy, definitely.
Yeah, you've learned how to advertise. You've learned how to use a social media platform and be a master of it. You've probably built connections that are going to get you more business.
Yes.
You've earned a business from people that are going to be repeat customers.
And I think Facebook advertising is great. Spending your time on Facebook promoting your business, not just updating your personal page, is great. But I also think there's opportunity for networking out there. So, you could be going to meetup groups or you could be attending trade shows.
So it's meetup.com is what you're referring to, right?
Yes.
So if you don't know what that is, it's big. It's all over the country. But you can sign up for all different groups, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, fishing people,
Ohio State fans of Tampa.
Everything. There's religious affiliations. Whatever you can think of, there's a group. Join a bunch of those. Most of the time it's free. Some of them want a few bucks, but it's worth it. Join the Chamber of Commerce. If you've got something like a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce or a Jewish community Chamber of Commerce, those are all, so you can join three Chamber of Commerce sometimes in your city.
Yes.
Join all these things if you can and go to those events. If you went to one event a month and that's it, so that's going to cost you, a couple hours?
You're guaranteed to get customers.
You're guaranteed to get customers. You get one customer, and that pays for an entire year's worth of savings that you would have gotten on trying to search around and test and get and save some money under your supplies.
Yes.
One customer.
Let's create some new associations for everybody here.
Okay.
So if you get an invoice in the mail, from your supplier for Thread or Rhinestones or whatever, and you look at the freight bill, and it's higher than it was before, and you pick up the phone, you're about to pick up the phone to call to somebody to complain about the $8 more in freight, I want you to dial a customer's phone number instead.
Yeah.
Because whatever you're about to argue about is not going to be worth the time that you could be using to call and make some more money.
No, I'm gonna give a time where these folks should do that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna contradict everything we said.
When it's not Coleman and Company.
Yeah. So when it's not, no, and this has nothing to do with us. If you're our customer, great.
Yeah.
If you're not, we would love
to. That's okay. All this still applies.
Yeah, but the reason we want you to be our customer is not because we're gonna save you a penny on Thread. It's because we're gonna do all the other things, right?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say this is all the people that should call every supplier and fight for the deals, okay? For one, you've mastered the sales cycle.
Yes.
And you're selling so much that you've maxed out your equipment, that you can't grow anymore. You have no room to add more equipment. You have no room to add salespeople. You've reached the maximum possible potential for your industry, which means that you sell dresses for adult Irish dance teams, and you have every single one of those people buying from you. Okay?
Right.
You've mastered that. Maybe you don't have a niche market, but you've mastered advertising. You know all the best places to advertise. You go to all the meetup groups and Chamber of Commerce meetings. You've mastered networking.
Yeah, everyone in town knows your name.
Everyone in town knows you, and you have every one of them as your customer.
Yeah.
If that's you, now it's time to get down and
work people on supplies.
And work people on supplies.
Right, I agree. Okay,
because
that's good.
Walmart. You know, they're all over.
Yes.
There's no shortage of people walking into the stores.
Yes.
Even if you don't like shopping at Walmart, you still kind of go there sometimes.
Right, you absolutely do.
So they've gotten that. So they have to go to China and save a penny on that shirt because that's where they're going to get their profits from. But that's not you.
Yeah, you don't. If you're a one-man shop or, you know, if you've got a small retail outlet, it's just not going to make economic sense to worry about those supply costs in place of educating yourself or contacting customers or getting known.
Yeah, and I think now that I'm making some new connections in my head, and I think the real point of this all is prioritizing these things. That's the point of it.
That's a good way to look at it.
So supply costs matter, of course. How much it costs for you to buy the white T-shirt matters. We don't sell shirts, but that does matter. How much does that shirt cost me? But how much, you know, so I'm saying, how much does that shirt cost me? That does matter over time. However, if you're making profit on your shirts over time and you're not maxing out your sales and marketing abilities, do that first, because saving 23 cents per shirt is going to matter. But you should really, if you could sell 10 extra shirts in that same time that you were able to save and check, well, I have to order 100
You're coming
shirts.
Out way ahead. Yeah, you know? You're going to have to wait.
I got 100 shirt order. Let me check Bodick and Rhodes. Let me check Alpha Shirt. Let me check San Mar.
To save 20
cents. TSC.
To save 20 cents.
Yeah, so I spend 35 minutes to save 20 cents a shirt times 100. All right, I saved $20 on ordering these shirts. Awesome. Just order them from the one that you know it works, because you haven't mastered selling yet.
Yeah, and instead of spending that time looking for that extra 20 cents, pick up the phone and see if you can get them to order 101 shirts, just in case. All right, Mark, I think we've spent enough time beating all these people up about staying off the phone, for God's sakes, trying to save the 2% of their total revenues in supplies until it's time. So let's just kind of recap tripping over pennies on the way to dollars when costs don't really matter was inspired. This whole podcast was inspired by seeing people on the Facebook group and online ask questions about where to get the best pricing on this, or where to get the best pricing on vinyl, or where to get the best pricing on rhinestones or thread. And I know that they haven't been making phone calls instead. I mean,
yeah.
Really, that's what fundamentally started bothering me in particular, is, you know, they're trying to save a few dollars instead of trying to figure out more ways to make a few dollars.
And the counter inspiration for me is when I talk to somebody on the phone with Coleman and Company, and they're talking about a thread price, and then they go, and then now they're sold. They're like, I want to buy from you. And they go to buy, and they buy $18 in thread, which is, you can make a lot of shirts with $18 in thread.
Right.
But I'm thinking, all of that effort. But one thing that I forgot to mention,
okay,
and I finally got it.
Okay.
This is coming on my head. So somebody called up and said, I can't make money with the price of the rhinestones.
Right.
And we've talked about this once or twice before, and I'm glad. So I can't make money. So, okay.
It's that phrase.
I can't make. So then, you can't make money. Let's figure this out. So we did the math. How much, if you save 20%, which is a lot of savings, by the way.
Right.
That's a
big discount.
That's a fairly unrealistic number in the real world, that you're going to save 20% on a wholesale item. But how much was that?
It was $1.94 per design.
That was the total. And then how much was the savings? 30-something cents, we said? 32 cents?
Yeah, 32
okay.
cents.
Okay. So now I can make money.
Right.
How many shirts are you selling? that you couldn't make money.
And at what price?
Yeah.
And at what price?
Yeah, and at what price? So you couldn't make money at $1.90-something, but at $1.60 now I can. So you were breaking even at $2 for your cost, and at $1.50, now you're making 50 cents.
You have other problems.
Yeah, you've got other problems.
You really do.
And that's not, it's not an insult.
Right.
It's just one of those things where if you can't make money by not saving that extra 30 cents, then you need to take a whole look at the big picture. Or when I go to take that order and we negotiate and I say, okay, I can save you that 30 cents. Okay, I need 500 million rhinestones. Then I'd say,
there
oh,
you go.
Okay, I understand. You know, you're at a Walmart margin customer.
Yes.
That is making 100,000 garments a month. But you're probably not. You're probably
right.
making, the amount of garments you're making in a month is in the 3-digit range.
Yes.
Getting close to the 4. If that's where you are and you can't make money because of a quarter, then let's listen to some other podcasts and talk to some other things about how to help you.
I'll offer this. I mean, both Mark and I will have personal conversations with you if you are in this situation. And we'll talk to you about your business in general.
Yeah.
Because
we do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We absolutely do.
So saying that, okay, you can, you know, there's host at CAS podcast. That's an email if you prefer that. On the Facebook group, which is Custom Apparel Startups. So just go into Facebook, type in Custom Apparel Startups if you're not already a member.
Which is a great place to ask questions about your business.
Yes, and we're on there. You can personal message us on there or just ask straight on there. Say, I'm having a problem making money.
What can I
help,
do?
Yeah. You know, help. And we can talk about it, and you could talk about it publicly. You will find other people that will give you advice. Or we can have one-on-one conversations. Our other podcasts talk about that, so listen to the other podcasts, especially if this is your first one.
Yes.
Anywhere else that or any other thoughts that you could have?
The only thing I would say is keep an eye out on the caswebinars.com, that's caswebinars.com website, because we do have occasionally some sales and marketing webinars as well. It's not just equipment demonstrations and things like that. We do some business webinars too.
And I think a wrap up for me is that part of the reason why we do this podcast is not so you're going to buy supplies or buy equipment or software or anything like that.
Right.
But it's that, you know, your success is our success 100% of the time. You know, if you're succeeding, then you're buying more supplies, you're buying more equipment, you're doing well, you're a good testimonial, you're happy. And if your success is depending on saving pennies on thread, then we want to help you get a better way to succeed,
right.
Essentially.
Right.
You know, that's not how you're going to succeed. You're going to succeed by selling more garments.
I agree. So spend your time, I would say, on picking up the phone and talking to existing customers, finding new customers, or learning about Facebook marketing or some other skill that will help you find new customers
Let's rapid fire some skills real quick. Find one that you like. You can learn how to make videos and put them on YouTube about what you make and what you do.
Yeah, you could start a blog and write a blog post.
Yeah, you can learn how to market on Google.
You could get in your car and drive around with samples and show people stuff.
You can find weird and obscure and cheap places to advertise in your neighborhoods, like a menu at a restaurant.
You could find a new niche, like if you're not into dogs, go to a dog show anyway.
Yeah, and you can attend meetup events or any type of networking events and join groups.
You could stand up outside in the middle of a field full of people and just scream what you do for a living.
that would get attention.
I think that's my last suggestion.
Okay. And the last one I would put is just you could actually sit down for that half hour and look at all of the things you do to get business. Look at all of the marketing pieces you have, how you write your emails, how you answer the phone. We've talked about all this on our podcast.
Yeah.
But you can analyze how you grow your business and how you get customers and maybe pick a few things you could do better and work on those.
Yes.
And all that's going to make you a lot more money.
I agree. This has been Tripping Over Pennies When Costs Don't Really Matter and the CAS podcast.
So I'm Mark Vila.
And I'm Mark Stevenson. Thanks for listening today, folks.